Mediocrity is killing the vibes, okay? If you're gonna be successful and overcome adversity, it's time to stand on business. Hello, and welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm super excited to have you with me on this video episode. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel right now so that you never miss an upload of our podcast. Now, what does the CEO mindset stand for? It means having a mindset that is constantly evolving and staying open to those failures. We know here on this podcast that it's our failures that get us ever so much closer to the successes that we want in our life, career, and or business. If that sounds like something that you need to be a part of, and I think you do, I suggest going ahead and hitting that subscribe button. You will get a new podcast upload every Tuesday. Now, in addition to the podcast episode, you're going to get access to the forum where we can continue our conversation about the topics that we're going over on the podcast inside that forum. It's a great place for you to ask questions, offer your feedback, or give your thoughts on a particular subject. We all work together as bosses, as leaders, we are influencing others. So let's get as much information as we can so that we can empower, encourage, and educate those around us. All right, let's get to today's episode. Cover your ears, church folks, because the truth is, I stopped that half-ass mentality in middle school. I mean, maybe even before. But it's clear to me that some are still holding on to this bad habit. Basic behavior is a thing of the past, especially given our social and political climates. You can't hide behind those perfectly edited pictures on Instagram anymore or show those lavish but fake lifestyle videos that people have been showing. People are going to call BS on it so fast. Communities, coworkers, and your customers are now demanding that there be some sort of evidence for the things that you say. People want social proof for the claims that you're making. If you've reached a crossroads in your life, career, and or business, this podcast could be exactly what you've been looking for. But for now, let's get into this week's episode. So I want to start off by explaining what I mean by stand on business. Standing on business means you know your stuff. It means you've done what it takes to claim the expertise you have. It means that you are walking the walk, not just talking the talk. And it means that you're operating from a place of intention and integrity. Now, in this season of the CEO Mindset Podcast, my goal has been to empower and encourage and educate my minority brothers and sisters to continue or learn how to stand on their own two feet. And in doing so, I've used the term excellence many, many times. It keeps coming up. And this is because it's basically my battle cry to you guys to exude the quality of being outstanding or extremely good at what you do and how you show up in your community. Well, now that I've said that, let's go ahead and get started with what I want to talk about in today's episode. And that is to share my thoughts on exactly how to be excellent and how to improve your ability to stand on business. All right, let's dive on in. Okay, there are three areas I want to talk about today: facts, perspectives, and opinions. And I recently did a video where I talked about these same topics in a slightly different way. And so I'll be sharing some of that footage as well, because child, it just didn't make sense to reinvent the wheel. You know what I'm saying? But I did add some things. So because I had more thoughts on these topics and how to stand on business and the importance of standing on business. So you can own your voice or stand on business when you are speaking facts. Okay. Factual information can be checked and it can be verified. So it will enhance a conversation, right? It is going to make sure that that conversation is full of valuable tidbits and pearls that people will want to come back to. They want to hear more from you. They will begin to trust you and believe that what you're saying is good. It's worth listening to. in a conversation, whether it's in a meeting, whether it's in an email, your emotional intelligence is also going to play a role here because it's going to be helpful in determining what to say and actually how to say it, okay, if that makes sense. So you'll have the factual information, but sometimes facts can be used as a weapon and they can be said in a way that is more detrimental than it is helpful. So telling people is a delicate balance between providing factual information and making an emotional connection with your audience. And this connection is going to be used to foster this trust and loyalty that will enable you to influence the people in the first place. So one way to do this is to use a more organic communication style that simplifies complex ideas, and it makes what you say more impactful in creating a deeper engagement and alignment with those that you are leading. So here, facts are important, but also your emotional intelligence is going to play a role in the way you deliver the facts. All right, so that is one way to stand on business, using these facts and your emotional intelligence. The next way is with your perspective. Now, I feel like I say this in every piece of content, and it's because it is just true. It's just true, and I can't help it, and it's always relevant to what I have to say. So we are the sum of our influence, our experience, our perspective, and our passion. That makes us as unique as a snowflake. But having a perspective makes it easier to stand on business because it gives you a unique view of the situation. And it means you have experience with what you're talking about, and you're speaking on a subject matter from your perspective, but that perspective has been well informed. You are well educated because, again, you're speaking from factual things that you know. So you are able to take your perspective and use it in a way that is going to help you stand on business because you are very well versed in what you know and your experience, your perspective, your passion, all of these things, your influence. Your perspective here is your point of view that you've created and you've formed from these experiences and from the things that you've researched and the way that you're applying who you are to the thing that you're doing. So it makes it so much easier for you to stand on business when you know what you know and how you know it, if you know what I'm saying. So having a perspective makes it easier for you to stand on business because it gives you that unique view of the situation. Also, when you stand on business, the way you view the situation is an important piece of the puzzle. Your ability to walk into a room and people see that you're walking the walk and not just talking the talk and giving a bunch of lip service is also going to be vital in your ability to stand on business. Or maybe you're walking into a room and you're operating with that intention and that integrity. People see that. It becomes a calling card for your abilities and your way to do things. And people want to be a part of that. They want to use you because they know that you're going to stand on business, right? So when you operate in this place of intention and integrity, it is only possible when you've established this point of view that I talked about or this perspective. Now, I get it. If you could possibly be struggling with establishing a point of view of your own, and you might even feel like you're being held hostage by some other people's points of views. Believe it or not, I've seen this in action where there are people that I know who don't have opinions of their own and they're only going by the opinion of their spouse or the opinion of their friend group, and they're thinking in a sort of pack mentality versus like their individual mentality. So if you feel like maybe you've gotten yourself into that type of a situation, or maybe you just haven't even figured out what it is you want your opinion to be on subjects, I've got a program that I am now in the process of updating. It's formerly called A Focused Vision. You may have heard me do a call to action on this in the years past because it's something that I've typically done at the top of the year when other people are doing vision boards and all of those things. I am helping people to really create a focused vision for their year, a focused intention for the things that they need to do to achieve their goals. I am now updating that program and making it more accessible to those who want to create a focused vision for themselves, but they need to do it in their own time. So I'm super excited about that. And I think that if you're struggling to create your own point of view or to really focus on how you are going to live out and stand on business, I think this is a great opportunity for you to do this. It makes it so much easier for you. This virtual mini course is for those who want to add some, actually a game plan that sharpens their perspective and optimizes their abilities to focus on achieving their goals. To the waitlist down below if you're interested in this, and I'll notify you when the program is complete. So in addition to being the first person to find out about the program being complete, I'm also going to offer those on the list a special gift at the time of the doors being open. So you're definitely going to want to have access to that special gift. But the only way you can get it is if you are on the wait list. But yeah, a focused vision. It's going to have a new name, but it's going to be a virtual mini course or mini program. It's going to help you really get laser focused on how you need to show up and stand on business. Now let's get back to this final thought on what I believe we can do to stand on business. And that is to really think about our opinions. And opinions are really important. So let me share with you what I said in this video about opinions, because it's no point in me reinventing the wheel, right? So let's watch what I had to say about that. Okay,
we all have one. What I will say here is when you combine your perspective and your experience with the personal judgment, that is when your opinions will form. So you're walking a little bit away from factual information when you start thinking about those personal judgments that you might have. And that is when things start to turn into opinions. Now, are opinions okay? In some instances, they are. But they are judgments, and a lot of times not necessarily factual information. What I'll say here is your opinion is valuable when one of two things happens. One, you ask permission of the group or the person you're talking to give your opinion, and they say yes. The other is when someone solicits your opinion and they ask you what you think about something. When one of these two things happens, it is okay for you to stand on business and share your opinion. But my advice is to only offer your opinion when either of those two things happen. You ask permission to give your opinion, or you are solicited to give your opinion.
Okay, I get it. Sometimes you just don't feel like showing up and showing out. I know. You look around, everybody else is operating at 75%. So why shouldn't you? Why shouldn't you get to be a little bit lax, right? Everybody else is. Well, I want to ask you a question. Well, a series of questions, actually. Do you want to be that person? The one who people look at and they point to and say, mediocrity. Do you feel confident or empowered when you only put forth half the effort? No, I don't. Here's a big one. Do you find yourself with a lot of regret because at the end of a project, you look at the result and you start saying things like, I could have done it. I could have made it a lot better. And you see where things could have been better if you just put forth a little bit more effort. I don't like that regret. I don't know about you, but if you answered yes to any of these questions, you're not standing on business. And my suggestion is that you add yourself to the wait list for my new program, where I am transforming my personal and in-person program of Focus Vision into a virtual program that is going to help you get focused, get clear on your ability to stand on business. All right. Thank you so much for listening to today's video. If there was just one thing that I said today that made you go, that is your indicator that you need to go ahead and subscribe to my podcast. Make sure you do the audio version and here on YouTube. If you're watching this podcast on YouTube, go ahead and subscribe to the channel. Leave a review of the podcast on your favorite podcast platform so other people know about it and will come join us here in the Boss Squad. Everything you need to follow, join, subscribe, all of that is down below. And remember, a new episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast comes out every Wednesday in audio form. And there is a video version version of the podcast that follows the next Tuesday here on the YouTube channel if you're watching on YouTube. All right. Thanks again for listening to the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, I'm here to empower you and encourage you and educate you on ways that you can constantly evolve and be open to failing forward. We're leaders. That's what we do. All right. See you next week. Bye, guys. That does it for today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, this is the place to be to find the intersection between your personal life and your business life so that they coexist. It's also where you learn how to consistently evolve and be open to the failures that happen, be open to the opportunities, be open to the opportunity for change. Make sure you are subscribed. Leave your comments below about today's episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, I want to hear all about them. And I want to hear how you are using what you hear to grow your business, live the life you love, and have that quality of life that we are all looking to achieve. All right, guys, don't forget to follow me over on Instagram, AF Patrick. Definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. All the links that you need to continue following and being a part of the Be You Boss Squad community is listed in the show notes, along with any other links that I think might be amazing for this particular podcast. Remember, we are on all the podcast platforms, so if you have not already, find us and subscribe. See you again next week.